Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark.
Let's come into God's presence once again, renewing the desire to listen to Him, the desire to hear His voice, putting aside anything that could distract, limit, create obstacles to that connection, anything external, anything internal, any concerns, worries, distractions, put them all aside. To come into God's presence now. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, my Father, I believe that you are here, the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that resides in my soul always through grace. Is here present now in this time of prayer. It's a reality, God, that you are always present. You envelop the world, all of space, all of creation, all of time. You are what sustains everything in existence. You are always present. So rather than you coming to be present to me, it's rather me focusing and becoming aware of that presence that is always there, that I'm always enveloped in, surrounded by. And so I believe in your Trinitarian presence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, here now. God the Father, Creator. God the Son, Savior. God the Spirit, Sanctifier. Fully present to me here in this time of prayer. So speak to me. I believe you are here. And I put my heart and my mind into a place to receive your word, your presence. I hope in you. Hope in your power. Hope in your goodness. Hope in your fidelity. I can count on that, Lord. I can trust that. Which is always constant, always steady, never wavers, doesn't depend on my more or less generosity or level of generosity. You are always constant and faithful and true and abiding. I'm the one who's fickle and comes and goes up and down, attentive, not attentive, generous, selfish. But you are always constant, and I hope in that. I hope that you'll be present to me here and will speak to me in this time of prayer and sustain me and give me the graces I need. Graces to be generous, more faithful, more attentive, more virtuous, and any graces that I need to be a better apostle, a better priest, a better representation of you, a better religious, you're going to give me what I need today. You're going to give all my brothers and sisters who listen and pray with this meditation, you're going to give them what they need too. I hope in that. I love you, Lord. I love you and love in your goodness. I love you, and I know that you as you are, your nature is lovable, totally attractive, stunning, beautiful, captivating. Draw me in, Lord. Draw me to yourself as I witness and I focus internally on your beauty. I humble myself now, Lord, and ask that you would speak to me in this time of prayer. I turn my heart and my mind now, Lord, to this passage of John 19, passage that tells me what happened at the foot of the cross. Mary, mother of sorrows, she stood there. And so chapter 19 of John's gospel, beginning with verse 25, standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. I'm struck, Jesus, first of all, by that phrase, the cross of Jesus. standing by the cross of Jesus. The cross was yours, Jesus. It was above all you. You took up the cross. Nobody else. You were the one crucified, no one else. First of all, it's you, Jesus, who suffers. So many times when I think cross, I think my cross. When we're meditating on Mary, Mother of Sorrows, I think Mary's cross. But the first one to suffer was you, and the first one to suffer is you. It was God the Father throughout all history, experiencing man's rejection and rebellion and sin. It was God the Father suffering. Just like when a child suffers and rejects the parents, it's the parents who suffer. And so the first cross is God's cross, is Jesus's cross. That's the cross we stand next to. That's the cross that gives meaning to our crosses. So I don't want to lose sight of your cross, Jesus. It's in back to your cross that I unite mine. And Mary understood that. Mary was standing next to your cross. She was standing. She was there supporting you in your oblation to the Father. Mary, I admire your loving maternal strength and fidelity. That you didn't abandon your son. You loved him up to the cross, usque ad mortem. Next to the cross, you were there. Mary makes me think you're going to be next to me in all the crosses of my life. That as I try to imitate your son and love him and carry my cross alongside him and stand there next to his cross and unite mine, and that the crosses you ask of me, rather than make me bitter and distant myself and question, and how could you permit, and if you are loving God, how would you permit this cross that I'm embracing, rather than question and kind of throw it back in God's face, and he has to prove to me his power and his divinity by playing according to my rules. Mary, you're going to help me stand next to you and next to Jesus with my cross so that I can find meaning, union, grace in my own crosses. That I will first discover Jesus who suffered in the same way I am. That rather than drive me away from him, it'll drive me to him, thanks to your intercession, Mary. So Mary, help me to love. Help all those who I accompany to love. Don't let the crosses that they're invited into and permitted to experience drive them from the Lord, but to the Lord. Help them find meaning, purpose, a connection with Jesus through those crosses. Thank you, Mary, for standing next to me, for your maternal presence, for softening the cross, softening my heart. Another thing that strikes me is, behold your mother. Behold your son. When you say son, I think of that double meaning. You were telling Mary, behold me, your son, Jesus. Behold your son. But you were also meaning, behold your son. Behold John. Behold the other disciples. Behold the church. Behold all those who will, over time, stand by me in my crosses, will accept the cross of Christ as their salvation. Behold them. Behold these other children. There's that double meaning. Inasmuch as I unite myself to Christ, I become a son in the Son. I become baptized into his death. I become baptized into sonship in Mary. I become her son. Because anyone who's a brother of Jesus, who comes into relationship with Jesus, automatically becomes a son of Mary as well. Because Jesus will say to his mother, Mother Mary, don't just see me Don't have a heart just for me. Have a heart for your other children that have become children through adoption, through faith. Let them into the family. And Mary is a loving mother who loves everything that her son loves. Love me. Jesus, you are the bridge to sonship for the father, sonship for the mother. What a beautiful mystery there, Jesus, in those words, behold your son. You're saying, look not just at me, but look at John and look at everyone else. And then behold your mother. Jesus, you're telling me, look at Mary. Love her. Listen to her. Follow her example. Allow yourself to be led by her, taught by her. Be open to her. That if you really love me, that if you stand next to my cross, then you need to stand next to my mother. And so, Jesus, I embrace that. That devotion and love and attention to you implies a devotion, a love, and attention to all that you love, which is your mother, which is your church, which is your brothers and sisters. Just like that other phrase, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. When I stand next to you in your cross, Jesus, you want me to love you, accompany you in your passion, but you want me also to accompany your mother, my brothers and sisters. Jesus, give me a heart that's universal, a heart for your mother and through her to all your children, wherever they may be. Those words of the Eucharistic prayer to all your children scattered throughout the world. As I stand next to you, Jesus, in the crosses of my own crosses today, and as I stand next to the souls you've entrusted to me, through spiritual direction, through my ministry, let me stand next to your cross and theirs, to you, to Mary. And that way I have a heart that's universal, that's got room for everyone. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.